Hey, I am officially announcing the 6th annual Shepherd's Crook Intensive in Eminence, Missouri, May 16th through the 18th, and we would love to have you there. This year, AD Robles is going to be the speaker, along with Matt Reynolds and myself, and we're going to be spending 3 days, 2 nights, just having a great time hearing really good teaching, but also having a really great time just doing some cool stuff. We're going to have a strongman competition, we're going to have an arm wrestling competition, and we're going to canoe about 50 miles on two of the most amazing rivers in the Midwest. We would love to have you come. If you're looking for a good father-son trip, this is the trip for you. If you're just looking for a really good men's trip, this is the trip for you. Would love for you to register today. Go to theshepherdscrook.co. Or just reach out to me and I can make sure you're on the list. Welcome to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. This ministry exists to provide coaching, resources, and events for pastors and church members. My name is Jared Sparks. Join me as I talk pastoral ministry, applied theology like manhood and womanhood, political theology, and cultural analysis with a little bit of hunting and fishing thrown in. I'm a husband, a father, and a pastor, and I'm here to remind you of the chief pastor and our King, Jesus. Hello and welcome back to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. We are at episode 499, one away from the milestone 500. I don't really have any big plans with episode 500, but I'm just excited to continue on the show. We have 500 and then 500 more to go, thousands more to go, whatever it is that God allows me to do. That's the plan. Don't plan on stopping this. Just want to go ahead and thank you guys so much for sticking along with me and passing the word if it's been helpful. Just all the stuff that you guys have done over the years. Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun. I'll give you guys more shouts out on episode 500. Today we're going to be talking about the intensive, and I am going to need your help with this. I'm going to be talking about AD Robles and Matt Reynolds as well. And then if you are coming or wanting to come, share this. Share it with whoever you can. Text it to your friends, the guys in your church, any man in your church that has sons and you're thinking about that they may enjoy this father-son trip, then let them know about it. But let's go ahead and pray first, and then we will dive into the schedule for the 2024 6th Annual Shepherd's Crook Intensive. Okay, let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this time. Ask for blessing upon it. And I'm really looking forward to this year's trip. I'm excited that Ransom gets to come. And I ask for a blessing upon it. I thank you that Adam Robles will be there speaking. And I ask for blessing upon his time. I pray that we would be excited about what he has to share. And that he would just bring us some truth that would be shaping and encouraging to us and honoring to you. And then for Matt, thank you for Matt Reynolds, my buddy and our friend of the intensive. And I just pray that he would be encouragement to us as he shares with us about leadership and things that he's been working through and thinking through and writing about. And so we're really excited about that. Also, thank you for Joey and all the work that he's going to do with the strongman competition, and for Justin and the shooting, and for John, and just all the guys that have been a part of the trip. I'm just so thankful. And I just for blessing upon it. I ask it to be a really great time. Thank you that Brandon gets to come again, and he's the other guy that's been there every single year, and so thankful for Brandon, and it's just going to be a good time. So we just trust that you're going to bless this trip, and for those that are listening in that are thinking about coming, God, I pray that you would just nudge them in the direction of coming if that's what you have for them, and I just trust you're going to help us during this time, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, here we go. So this is the schedule of the intensive. You may wonder, what is this deal? I've mentioned it in the past, in the last few episodes, or a few episodes ago. What I wanted to do with this trip is not make another conference. There's conferences everywhere. What I wanted to do is make an event that I would enjoy. What do I want to do? And what I want to do, I'm just going to trust that there's other guys that are going to want to do those same things. And it would be helpful to them, encouraging to them. And in the same way that you get content on a conference or at a conference, you can get this kind of good content, you know, out on a river, floating a river, doing some things that you enjoy that may be out of the ordinary for you, that may stretch you a little bit. We had 1 year because the water was so high that we actually really did live up to the name intensive. You might be wondering, you know, is this really crazy? Is this an event that's intense? Well, 1 year it was. Other than that, you're going to be a little bit sore from rowing the canoes. If we do 40-ish miles over 2 days, generally speaking, you're going to be a little bit sore. You're going to feel that. But overall, it's not that intense of a trip, except for the 1 year where we almost had, like, I don't know, like 13 people die or something. God was gracious. But overall, I just wanted to create a trip that I wanted to come to, and I thought other people would want to come to as well. We had four the very first year. It was me, Joey, Riley, and Brandon. And it was great. We had a really good time, and we thought, okay, the next few years, hopefully this thing can grow. And it has. That first year was so critical. I ended up losing, I think, $700 or something on that first year on that trip. But it was worth it because of the next few years. I mean, it's been great. And so now the sixth annual, I'm hoping to get 75 guys this year. If we get 50, that's wonderful. Even if we get 35, that's wonderful. But we want you to come. I think we're going to get in between that 50 to 75 mark of number of men and fathers and sons and just guys as a trip as a whole that end up coming. And if you've not yet registered, just please reach out to me, call me, whatever you need to do, but get me a check or pay over PayPal and we'll get you registered. We do need to know shirt sizes as well, so please let me know that. Okay, so here's the trip. Here is the intensive, and this is why you should come, because it's a really great time. Thursday, you arrive at any time. I'm going to get there sometime before noon. You can get there whenever. At 1 o'clock, you have the opportunity to go shooting up at Bay Branch Shooting Range. And I just found this out. It's really great. It is a free shooting range. It's 20 minutes north of town. Justin Schweitzer, John Heatherly, and some other guys are going to be going up there, taking some guys to shoot. Bring your own ammo. It's free, so just bring your ammo. We are going to have a pistol course. We've got some targets that I'm going to be borrowing from my friend Armin, who owns Wendy's Canoe Rental. He's going to let us use his targets, so they're going to be there. And it's just shoot. Go out and shoot. It's a pistol range, but there's also a 200 yard long rifle range as well. So you can shoot out 200 yards. So that's going to be a great time. If you want to do that, you can. At that same time, you can also fish. If you fish, you have to buy a fishing license. I think you can do a 3-day license for $21 in Missouri or something like that. I'm going to be doing some fly fishing, and I think Adam is wanting to do that as well. So we're going to be fishing together. That's going to be a great time. So you can just do whatever you want for that free time. There's really nothing that ends up starting until 5 p.m. So there's free time from 1 o'clock or whatever time you get there on Thursday till 5. Do whatever you want. But the two things that are going to be organized are going to be the shooting range and any fishing that you want to do. If you want to get there a little bit later, you can still go into the shooting range because I think the guys will be up there for a little while. And those guys are both highly trained with firearms, and Justin is an auxiliary cop and has done a lot of work with any sorts of guns, and he's just great. Those guys have been doing our self-defense training the last few years, and then they're going to be up there shooting this year. So you want to check that out if you want to come shoot. And then if you want to fish, you can do that as well. At 5 o'clock is going to be the welcome and prayer time. We're going to just kind of get to know everybody a little bit. At 5:15, we're going to be doing a strongman competition with Joey Hawkins. Now, Joey's been in strongman competitions for several years. He's phenomenal. He's been a pastor for a lot longer than that, been in ministry for even longer than he's been a pastor. But Joey's a dear friend. He's been a friend of the intensive and Shepherd's Group for a long time. He's actually going to be the cook as well. So Joey's going to do a great job with that. Matt Reynolds has been in strongman stuff before as well and has a long history of working with strongmen. So Matt's going to be, I'm sure, piping in and saying some things about that as well. 6 p.m., we're going to have dinner, and Joey's going to cook a great dinner for us. That, and by the way, is all covered in the cost of the trip. Everything's covered. So the meal will be at 6 p.m. At 6:30, we're going to be doing an arm wrestling competition. Really excited about this. We have a professional table, and if you don't want to, if you're scared about your shoulder, I mean, it's not mandatory. You can do what you want here. If you don't want to be a part of the arm wrestling competition, if you just want to watch, you can. We'll be doing that at 6:30. At 7:15, session one, Adam Robles, AD Robles, is going to be speaking at 7:15 that first night. And then after that, we're going to have just time around the fire, time hanging out. Last year, we had a discussion on mental health, really just the mental health epidemic we're faced with right now. And there was a fire time discussion about that. There's really good time just to hang out and talk and shoot the breeze or talk about serious things at that final or after that first session on Thursday night. Friday morning, 6:30 is breakfast. We'll be up and cooking some breakfast and ready to go. By 8 p.m., we're going to be leaving for the first canoe float trip. We're also going to get a group picture or that first trip because everybody will be there. 8 p.m., we're going to go up to what's called Reimers, and we're going to float from Reimers about 20-something miles down to Circle B Campground. Circle B is base camp for us, Circle B Campground. That's what you want to put in your GPS. Then we'll float all day long. We'll get back about 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, but this float is beautiful. It's one of the most scenic, incredible rivers in the Midwest. You guys are going to love it. It's a great time. So 8 o'clock, we'll leave. We'll be picked up and be taken out. At noon, when we're out on the river, we're going to be whoever's in the lead, and I'll explain this to all to you guys when we're there, that we'll stop on some sort of rocky beach area on the river, and AD will be speaking for us at lunch and doing session two on the river. At 5 p.m., we'll arrive back at camp, and dinner will be at 6. So we'll be eating good food again. That will probably be bratwurst, burgers, hot dogs, that kind of a meal when we get back, something that will be really quick to cook. The first night meal is kind of the nicest meal that we're going to eat, and then it's just going to be a lot of camp food. We're going to get, I've had requests for more protein, less carbs this year, so we're going to have a lot of meat. Very excited about that. 6:30, we're going to be hearing from Matt Reynolds. Matt's going to have about an hour just to talk to us, and it may not take that whole hour, but he's going to talk about some of the stuff he wrote for an upcoming book that he has written. And Matt, I tell you, has been a great friend. He's helped a lot of guys and done a lot of good work with Barbell Logic. And you guys may have heard of Matt. If you don't know him or haven't met him yet, you might know him from being Brett McKay's personal trainer, but also for what he does with Barbell Logic. I mean, it's phenomenal online coaching and training. If you're looking for a coach for just getting stronger, then reach out to Matt. You can talk to him there. And he's just he's a great guy. Loves the Lord. He's in elder training with Brandon Lansdowne. Brandon spoke at this last year. Lansdowne's going to be there with his Reformation Coffee Company. He's going to be supplying all the coffee. Actually, that's what I'm drinking right now, the new Indian blend. Thank you for getting Darker Roast, Brandon. Well done. And Matt is going to do a great job. He's just a really compelling speaker as well, so you're going to like hearing from him. It's going to be really good stuff. 7:30 at night, then AD will be back up, session three. And if this feels like content overload, just whatever. It's not going to be. You guys are going to like it. You can handle it. It's a lot of good stuff. After Adam speaks at 7:30, session three, we're going to have just hang out night again, around the fire, just hang out, do whatever you want. Saturday, 6:30 a.m., breakfast. We're going to pack up before we leave for the river. We want to have everything packed and ready to go for when we get back from the river. It's a shorter float that day. We're going to float some stretch of the current river, a different float than we did last year. I didn't really like a float we did last year, so we might go back to the float that was the one that we did where we end at Two Rivers. And that's the one that we used to do the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years before this. But it's another great float. It's a little bit less miles, but it's a great time. We're going to have everything packed, get on the river again at 8 o'clock. And then we'll be doing the noon lunch session. And that is going to be session four. And I have me talking. I forgot. I guess I'm going to talk. We'll probably have Adam do that. Let's see. Has he already had his three sessions? Yeah, he's already had his three sessions. So I'll say something on session four. How about that? So I'll be speaking session four, and then we'll arrive back at camp at 1 to 2 p.m. and then head home after that. It's a great time. Again, as you hear all this kind of stuff, strongman competition, arm wrestling competition, fishing, shooting guns. I mean, hearing great content, sitting around a fire, smoking cigars. By the way, you can if this isn't your thing, I'm not telling grown men what they can and can't do on this. I don't provide the alcohol. I did always provide a cigar for everybody that wanted one, but there are guys that are going to be drinking, and you can do this on the trip. I'm not going to provide that kind of stuff, but you can bring your own drinks. Nobody gets stupid, nobody gets silly, nobody gets drunk or anything like that. But if you're coming from a church that's a little bit different, then just know that's going to be a part of the trip as well. These guys are very responsible. They're grown men that love Jesus, so just don't be offended. But it is just it's a great time, and would love for you to come. We have fathers that bring their sons, and you know, guys that make it a church men's trip also. And so if that's what you want to do, please come. Please be a part of it. Spread the word. Share this. Would love for you to be at the 6th annual Shepherd's Crook Intensive to hear from AD Robles, Matt Reynolds, and I forgot, I put myself on the list, so I'll be speaking on session four, and it's going to be a great time. Please come, and thanks so much for listening. The next episode will be episode 500. So thanks for sticking with me, and I know some of you, my good buddy Bill, has been there since the beginning, and some from the people from our church have been there from the beginning, so thank you guys so much for continuing on with me. Okay, guys, hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks again for listening to the Shepherd's Crook podcast. For more information, you can go to theshepherdscrook.co. Please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes, and if you want to become a member of the Shepherd's Crook, please message me, and we'll get you on the list. We hope you have a great rest of your day.